إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about the issue of taqwa wal ihsan as being the two conditions for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who have taqwa and those people who do ihsan. And so therefore, the two conditions, preconditions for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the acceptance of dua, for the alleviation of suffering and difficulties and so on, are these two conditions, taqwa and ihsan. And we are looking at the issue of taqwa. Today I want to remind myself and you that taqwa is measurable. You and I can measure for ourselves how much taqwa we have. Now, two things I want to say. One is, before we say how much taqwa I have, we have to have a measure of saying how much taqwa should I have. What is there a, some, you may have a meter, but what is the minimum requirement? So how much taqwa should you have? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the limit. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is His right that you should have this taqwa. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is His right that His displeasure should be feared. So Allah gave us this mi'ar, He gave us this meter, this measurement of saying how much taqwa should I have. Taqwa as much as it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right that I should fear His displeasure. Now, how do you measure that? How do you measure how much taqwa I have? How do I measure this for myself? How do you measure it for yourself? I'm not talking about how do I measure it for you or how do you measure it for me, because this is one of the illnesses of our times. Bimari hamari kya hai? Dusre ka taqwa dekhne ko hum taiyar hai, khud ka nahi dekhte. That is not the purpose. Leave others alone. Let them do whatever they are doing. That's not our job. Our job is to first look at ourselves and say, what is the level and condition of my taqwa? And inshallah al-musta'an, if that is good, then this influence will also spread with you in your family and then later on outside and so on. By all means, enjoin good, forbid evil. By all means, tell people what is good. Nothing wrong with that. But sitting in judgment on somebody and saying, you know, this person has no taqwa, so and so has this and this, Allah Allah. So this is not the purpose. Purpose is look at ourselves. So how do you measure taqwa? Very, very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these things very simple so that it can be done by anybody. To measure your taqwa, you don't need a degree, you don't need a certificate, you don't need to have this education, that education, this university, that university. Anybody can do. Somebody who is illiterate also can measure his own taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this very clear to us. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Who are the mu'mineen? Who are the people of taqwa? They are the people who, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, something happens to their heart. Their heart shivers with the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So, to monitor yourself. So, the first measure is to monitor myself and yourself and say, what happens to my heart when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned? Now, what is the meaning of that in our daily lives? The meaning of that in our daily lives is that when there are two things to look at. One is when the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard on us, whatever Allah has enjoined, whatever Allah has ordered, when the fard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before us, what is my attitude towards that fard? Right? So attitude can be one of two things. Either you don't care, you don't do it at all. Inshallah, that is not there. We will do it. The other one is we do it with without grace, we do it without any shauk, without any desire, as some burden to be discharged, dump it and go away. So this also is possible. So you are doing it, you are not completely leaving it, but इट इज़ नॉट बीइंग डन विद द फॉन्डनेस फॉर इट, विद द पैशन फॉर इट, विद द डिज़ायर फॉर इट, एज इज द राइट थिंग टू डू. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, woe to those who pray, but who delay those prayers. And who pray to show people. So the intention itself is corrupted. But even if you don't go there, the first part of it also, delaying. And why is delaying so bad? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, woe to those people? Allah is, displeased with them. Why? Because delaying something shows that you do not really care for it. So it shows a lack of respect. It shows an arrogance of the person to say that Allah has made something further than I, but yeah, it's okay, I will do it. Time has come, okay, there is still time. I'm not saying that when the time for Salah comes and you are engaged in some emergency, something which you really cannot leave, that's a different issue. But I'm saying just delaying it for I'm watching some football, let the thing finish. Or some other thing you are doing, some conversation, meeting, whatever. So very important for us to monitor ourselves and say, what is my attitude towards the fara'id of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whatever Allah has made fard, what is my attitude towards that? Simplest and most easy to measure is the issue of salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for 5 times a day. So 5 times a day, we have the opportunity of measuring our taqwa. Look at salah as the 5 times a day measurement of our taqwa. And that's the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what do you say about a person in front of whose house there is a river, and if this person is bathing in that river 5 times a day, will there be any dirt on his body? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, how is it possible? Cannot be, he'll be clean. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the state of the person who is praying his 5 for salawat, where he is making wudu and he is going and praying this for salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. Yeah. So how is it possible? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who prays, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in Hadith Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah said, that the one who prays the 5 salawat that I have made fard on him, on time, on the day of judgment, it is my responsibility to forgive him and enter him into Jannah. Him and her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, and this is Hadith Qudsi, Allah says that the one who prays the 5 salawat on time, it is my responsibility to forgive that person and enter that person into Jannah. And the one who does not do this, then the responsibility is not mine. I may do it, I may not do it. Now imagine how much of, targhib can anybody want. But the issue is this. The issue is that, okay, so now we heard this hadith. Very good. Now what happens? This hadith, listening to this hadith is a measure. It's a meter, a measure to measure my taqwa, level of my taqwa. Because if I have taqwa, then inshallah al-musta'an, from this moment onwards till the last breath of my life, I will not make, forget about not only making khada, we are not talking khada, we are saying pray the salah on time. So where is the question of khada? So the issue is that inshallah I make this niyyah, and whoever has taqwa must make this niyyah to say inshallah now this matter is over, closed, finished, not open for discussion anymore. Whatever may happen, inshallah, I will not delay any of my first salah from now till the day I die, because this is a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, that Allah will forgive me and enter me into Jannah. What more do I want? Even if you do nothing else, all the rest of our life we do what we should normally do. I'm not saying pray 5 salah and then go and eat haram. No, all that is a different issue. But the point is that if I am doing these 5 salawat on time, then inshallah musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantee for forgiveness. What more can somebody want? So the 5 salawat are a measure of our taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made salah fard in the masjid, and therefore am I praying on time and am I going to the masjid to pray? Alhamdulillah, here Allah has given us this fantastic facility. Literally the masjid is a stone's throw from our homes. पीपल कम, नाजिम भाई कम्स फ्रॉम देयर, ही वॉक्स ऑल द वे, मे अल्लाह ब्लेस देम. पीपल आर कमिंग देयर, आई एम सेइंग इवन द वंस हु आर कमिंग सईद कम्स फ्रॉम मच फर्दर अवे, मे अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला ब्लेस हिम. पॉइंट इज दैट वी आर लिविंग हियर लिटरली ऑन टॉप ऑफ द मस्जिद, एंड इफ यू कैनॉट कम डाउन फॉर सलाह देन व्हाट यू से. रियली वी हैव टू आस्क आवरसेल्व्स. नाउ द रीजन आई एम सेइंग दिस इज बिकॉज रियली स्पीकिंग, yes, we have a meter, measure, and I'll speak a little bit more about that. But before that, we have to ask ourselves another fundamental question, which is to say that do I really need taqwa at all? Now, obviously, if you ask this question to any Muslim, he will not say no. I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying, you know, politely or whatever it is, politically correct answer. I'm saying seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question. I've said this earlier also. Ask yourself, will I die? Will I stand before Allah? We know the answer. I am not talking about that answer. I am saying seriously, sit down in front of the mirror and ask yourself, are you going to die? Are you going to stand before Allah? Is it really, do you really believe that? Because if we really believe that, then immediately our entire life will be oriented towards that. Because it is not possible, I am saying that I believe this, but if I look at my life is going in some other direction, then you have to say, well, this is, you know, you're fooling yourself. Because if you really believe this, how come you are doing all this, whatever it is that you're doing? So the same way, we have to ask ourselves and say, do I really need taqwa? It does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a place in my life? Is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something to worry about, think about, consider? If that is so, first measure, as I said, is the 5 first salawat. Second measure is, monitor the conversations that you take part in, whether it's in the home, whether it's at work and so on. How many times do we say or hear somebody else saying, whenever you're talking about something, how many times do we hear this thing saying, this is fine, but is this thing, does it please Allah? हम ये जो काम कर रहे हैं या करने जाने वाले हैं, करने वाले हैं, इससे अल्लाह राजी होंगे कि नहीं होंगे, ये हम कभी सुनते? कभी बोलते? वही नहीं बोलता, कोई नहीं बोलते. बोलने वाले हैं अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, वो बोलने वाले हम हैं या नहीं है, इशू इज़ दैट देर आर पीपल हु डू आस्क दिस क्वेश्चन. आई एम नॉट सेइंग नोबडी आस्क, आई एम सेइंग इज दैट, एम आई दैट पर्सन, एम आई आस्किंग दिस क्वेश्चन इन माई डेली लाइफ, आई एम गोइंग टू बाई समथिंग, विल अल्लाह बी प्लीज्ड विद दिस और नॉट, आई एम सेलिंग समथिंग, the way I am selling that thing, will Allah be pleased with this or not? I am going to eat something, drink something, go somewhere, meet some people, participate in some function, whatever it might be in my life, big decision or small decision, do I ask this question, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to be pleased with this or not? So two things. One is the 5 first salawat is a measure of our taqwa. Two is this question, is it a live question? Believe me, there may be some people where if you ask this question, you will feel embarrassed to ask. And people will look at you and say, isko kya hoga, baithe baithe. Ye kya kar raha hai, ye diwana bata kar raha. Bolte nahi magar aisa dikhta, dekhe to. What is the sudden thing he is asking? Question is why? Because we are so far away from where we should be that when you talk about that, it looks like some strange thing. So we have to make this common parlance. Everything, whatever it is, will Allah be pleased with this or not? And the third thing is the issue of haram and halal. Very, very, very important for us to be very clear about this. As you see, I'm not going into some, you know, minor and fine matters. So simple, basic, fundamental things. 5 for salawat, the issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure in our lives, and the third thing is the issue of haram and halal. In what we earn, where we spend, what we eat, what we drink, what we wear, and so on, throughout our lives. It's a very common thing. Sometimes you find that good practicing Muslim homes, you find little children, especially little girls. You see that little girl, she is wearing clothes which, wallah, if you look at it, you feel embarrassed. Now, my point is, I'm not saying make her wear a burqa and a, you know, niqab. And, I mean, एटलीस्ट हैव द बॉडी कवर्ड. द लिटिल गर्ल इज हाफ नेकेड, शी डज नॉट इवन नो. आई मीन शी इज यू नो 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old, व्हाटएवर, शी डजंट इवन रियलाइज शी इज वेयरिंग समथिंग. शी इज लिटरली हाफ नेकेड. Now that girl is running around, there are people looking at her and so on and so forth. That girl doesn't realize, but the person looking at her realizes. How shameful is that? And then today the world is not a nice place, you know. Nauz billah, may Allah protect the children. If something bad happens to her, then she has to live with that memory for the rest of her life. I mean, I deal in psychology. We find some of these trauma cases. It's unbearable. Something happened when that little girl was, you know, 1 year old, 2 year old. And most of that stuff happens from close relatives or from servants, where with the boy or the girl is, and boys are equally vulnerable, little boys. And may Allah protect us. I have heard of cases happening from the Mauli Sahib who comes to teach Quran. But why is that? Because no parental supervision. You make them wear clothes which are completely haram. क्या बोलते हैं, बच्ची छोटी है तो नंगी फिराते. सीरियस, आई मीन वेयर इज द ब्रेन. सो वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर अस, हैव सम यू नो कदर ऑफ अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला गेव यू गुड चिल्ड्रन, टेक केयर ऑफ देम, प्रोटेक्ट देम. वेयर वी शुड प्रोटेक्ट देम, वी डोंट प्रोटेक्ट देम. वेयर वी शुड लीव देम, लेट देम गो डू समथिंग ऑन देयर ओन, नहीं वो लपट लगे बैठते. डोंट लेट, यू डोंट अलाउ देम टू डू एनीथिंग, एंड देन दे हैव नो कॉन्फिडेंस, दे हैव नथिंग, एंड ऑल बिकॉज ऑफ स्पून फीडिंग ऑल देयर लाइफ. So three very important issues as far as measuring taqwa is concerned: the 5 times salawat, the question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure in everything we do, and the third thing is the issue of haram and halal. What we know, we must practice. What we do not know, we must find out. As simple as that. If there is a doubt, find out. And then do, if it's permissible, alhamdulillah, please do it. If not, don't do it. But don't do something in doubt. That is the whole issue of taqwa, is the ability to avoid the doubtful. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the halal is known, the haram is known, between the two there are mutashabihat, things which are doubtful. He said, leave that which is doubtful for that which is not doubtful. And that's a beautiful definition of taqwa by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the measure of taqwa. Bismillah ta'ala, we'll talk some more about this and other things tomorrow. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain برحمتك يا رب العالمين.